Okay, today is Daf Chaf Gimel. We are on Chaf Beis Amud Beis by the second line in the Gemara where it says Tana Rabbanan, the fourth line from the bottom. Tana Rabbanan, Ein Masiyin Masuos El Alachodesh Shinir Bizmano Lakadzo. They would only light torches if Rosh Chodesh was Bizmano. Bizmano means that the 30th day will be Rosh Chodesh. But if the 30th day was not Rosh Chodesh, which means the 31st is automatically going to have to be Rosh Chodesh, they would not light torches for that. Everybody would know, oh, there were no torches on day 30, it must be day 31 is day 1. Okay, that's what they would do. Why would they do that? We'll see in a minute why. The Emesai Masiyin, when would they light the torches? La'or Iburo, the night before the Ibur, which means, not the third, which means, Rashi says, Le'erev Yom Shloshim Nagi Lo Lamed Aleph. 30 going into 31. It's already Rosh Chodesh. It's already Rosh Chodesh. Another way of saying it is, 1 going into 2. The night of Rosh Chodesh is Tuesday. Tuesday is day 1. They would light it Tuesday night. Not Monday night. Tuesday night. Right?
What are you doing on 29 day?
What? On a 29 day month, if the 30th day becomes Rosh Chodesh, they would light it that night. Not the night before.
The end of the night of the 29th.
The end of the night of the 30th. L'erev Yom Shloshim, Nagi Lamed Aleph. 30 going into 31, which is 1 going into 2.
So they miss it. They miss the first day.
Exactly. So nobody would hold Rosh Chodesh because they didn't know. There's nothing to hold. In Yerushalayim, there's Karbanos. But in the rest of the world, there's no nafkamina. Right. Except for Rosh Hashanah, what's a nafkamina? Do you say halal or not? There's no nafkamina.
You didn't say halal.
Right, and there's no malacha. There's no issue. There's no reason. Nothing happened. There's no loss. No. What? Yom Shloshim, Kari Le Yom Iburo. Rashi says, Yom Shloshim is called Yom Iburo. Kidirin Le'el, Ashnei Adarim, fine. Very good. So that's when they lit them. Now, lememra, back to the Gemara. The achaser avdinon, amole lo avdinon. Only on a chaser month they lit the torches, but on a full month they didn't. My time, what's the reason for that? Amr gzera. It's a gzera. Listen to this gzera. Mishum rosh chodesh chaser shechalios be'erev Shabbos. Rosh chodesh that fell out on a Friday night, where Friday night is day 31. Okay? Friday night is day 31. Emas Avdi, when are they going to light it? Ba'afuke Shabbasa, on Matzah Shabbos. Right? Which is 2 going into 3. Because Friday night was, we're talking about a mole now. So Friday night was 31. Sorry. Yes. Friday was 30, which is also, sorry. Friday was 31, which is also 1. Shabbos is 2. Shabbos is the second day of the month. They're going to light it Matzah Shabbos going into day 3. Right? D'i Amrit Nevad Nami Amale. If you're going to light it on a Mole month, Asu Limiti, people are gonna make a mistake. Umri, they're gonna say, Hi Chasarhu. Really? It was a 30-day month. Not 31. Not 29. Really? Hi Umri, Hi Chasarhu. Really, it was a 29-day month. And 30s were Shchodesh. The high delo Ovid me esmol. So why didn't they light the torches on Friday night? Mishum Delevsha, because it's a Friday night. Right? So they lit it much as Shabbos. No one's going to know whether, why they're lighting the Matzah Shabbos. Is it because, I know, it's always over. But is it because, is it day 2 or is it day 1? Not going to know. O Dilma, Malehu, Uzmano Avdi. Or, is it at the right time? No one's going to know the answer to that question. Therefore, on a Maleh, they never did it. Only on a Chasser. Okay?
Very confusing.
Now, says the Gemara, that's very confusing. I have a different suggestion. V'le'eved ben amoli ben achaser. Light it no matter what. On a moli or a chaser. V'chi mikla rosh chodesh be'erev Shabbos. And whenever rosh chodesh falls out on Erev Shabbos, lo la'aved klal. Don't light it at all. V'kivon de'lo avdina on Matzah Shabbos. And we're not going to light it on Matzah Shabbos. V'avdina on moli. And we light it on moleis also. Miyad de'yadi de'chasu. Then everyone's going to know because it was a chaser. Because we're never going to light it on Matzah Shabbos. Everybody will know. So the Gemara says, "Afilu hachi asil mitik." People can still make a mistake. Amri, they're going to say the following: "Hi malihu." No, really, it was a mali, meaning the month had 30 days, not 29. The high delo of thee, and why didn't they light it on Matzah Shabbos? Because it's nusehu, it's neuse. They were what do you call it? They were too besimcha because of Shabbos. Rashi says, "Beshichrus shal mishta haShabbos." They weren't all there because of Shabbos parties. So they weren't all, they didn't have the faculties to light, go busy with the Torah about the Shabbos. That's what people are going to think, but it has nothing to do with whether or not Rosh Chodesh is day 30 or day 31. So the Gemara asks, okay, so v'levid amalei v'lo la'avid achasar klal, then only light on malays, not on chasars. If you're picking one, only light on not on chasars, right? Yeah. Rashi says, the second skinny line. V'chimikla Rosh Chodesh Chaser v'Erev Shabbos. And if Rosh Chodesh Chaser falls out on Erev Shabbos, lo avdinan, don't light anything at all. Miyadi, everybody will know. Midachaseru, because it's Chaser. Why? V'lo tali b'shechus. They won't say it because of that reason, because people got drunk. El v'midi z'shchiach. T'chal chadashim chaser lo avdinan v'haynam lo avid. We never light a torch on a Chaser, and we didn't do it here also. And that's one option. Amar Abaya, no. Mishum bitul malacha la'am shnei yamim. You're going to cause bittul malacha for 2 days. When? On Rosh Hashanah. Rashi explains. V'loga sin gzera. It's not a word. No word gzera. E amrit avid nevad amale v'lo achaser. If we're going to send out a torch on the mole and not a chaser, ein l'cha Rosh Hashanah she'em etzbat b'nei agola malacha shnei yamim. You're never going to have a situation where there are 2 days. You're never going to have a case where there aren't 2 days of not doing malacha. Why? Yom Lamed, Shema Hayom Rosh Hashanah. V'yom Shloshim Ve'echad, Shema Ibris HaChodesh, V'yom Rosh Hashanah. You're never going to know. No one's ever going to know. Everyone's going to have to hold 2 days Rosh Hashanah. Aval ki avdinan masuos achaser. But if we send the torches on the chaser, then la'or long Yom Lamed, yodi she'yom Shloshim, nikva v'yasim olacha l'machar. V'yom tel shayom ela mu'uvar. You're not going to lose 2 days, you're going to lose 1 day. So therefore, they don't want to do it on Malays. And that's how the minhag was. They lit the torches only one time, only on chaser months, not on mali months. Okay. Good? Okay. Look at Tosfos, Mishum Bittul Malacha La'am Shneyam. Right, Rashi said, they're going to lose 2 days of work. The Gemara said that. And Rashi explains why, because Rosh Chodesh, Rosh Hashanah, they're not going to know, they're going to have to hold 2 days. And, in the fifth line, Tosfos says, Ulechidam Dachak Lafarish Rosh Hashanah. Rashi, the Gemara says, Abaya said, because we're going to lose Bittul Malacha 2 days. And Rashi said it's 2 days of Rosh Hashanah. Says Tosfos, Ulechinam dochak lefarish Rosh Hashanah. For no reason Rashi said that. De akal Rosh Chodesh koi. It's talking about every Rosh Chodesh. What malacha is there in Rosh Chodesh? You're allowed to go to work on Rosh Chodesh. Ki lo hayiragil lasos malacha by Rosh Chodesh. The minhag was not to go to work on Rosh Chodesh. Ki damrinam beperek hakori et hamagila omed. Bigel Omed, v'she'ein bo bittul malacha la'am kigon Rosh Chodesh v'chalamoid, v'korin arba. So no one goes to work on Chalamoid, and no one goes to work on Rosh Chodesh, we can have an extra aliyah on Rosh Chodesh and on Chalamoid, because no one's going to work anyway. So I stay in shul an extra 2 minutes. It's not the end of the world, right? Lomar shehosif makam yontif l'nashim. Also, it's a yontif for the women, Rosh Chodesh. B'Rosh Chodesh. B'schar, shlonis ratzu al maitze egel. They didn't want to give the gold for the eagle. Kish Amar Lahem Aaron, Pirku Nizmezov Asher Ba'ozne Neshechem. V'yisparku Kol Ha'am Asher Ba'ozne Hem Aval dineshayim lo hiviu shlo rotzel anashim litain. The women didn't give any jewelry for the eagle. Only the men. So the eagle is made from men's jewelry.
Why is that? You think that they weren't wearing jewelry then?
Yeah. So it was given for the men's jewelry, and therefore, what does this have to do with Rosh Chodesh? What does the eagle have to do with Rosh Chodesh? So the women didn't give jewelry for the eagle. Very, it's fantastic. It's very nice. They didn't want to be involved in a avodah zarah. It's amazing. And because of that, they have admitted not to do work on Rosh Chodesh. What's the connection? I don't know. It's got to be some connection. Everyone knows that. Everyone heard that minhag, that women don't do malacha on Rosh Chodesh. Everyone heard that. Now, Rosh Chodesh takes it even a step further. Men also didn't do malacha on Rosh Chodesh. Therefore, when it says over here, they're going to lose 2 days of work, it means every month, not Rosh Hashanah. Rashi said it means Rosh Hashanah. Tosas means every month, because no one did work on Rosh Chodesh. Now you're going to make people have 2 days of Rosh Chodesh, because they're not going to know what day Rosh Chodesh is? That's not good. And also the women will for sure have a yontif Rosh Chodesh. What's the connection between Rosh Chodesh and the eagle? I don't know. Okay. Now the daf gets much easier. Ketan ha-yasin masuos, mavien klunzos. So they used to bring these wooden poles, and they would light up the torches. Amar of Yehuda, dalad mina erez amim. There are four types of erez. Erez is cedar, right? There's erez, katrom, eight, and shemen. Eight shemen and ubrush. Those are the four. Kartom, amar rav, adra. It's called adra. Debeir shila amri, mavliga. Vamule zu gulmish. That's called gulmish. Fine. Upligi de rabba bar ravuna. Amar rabba bar ravuna, amar be rav, asara mina erez amim. There are 10. Shinemar says, Etain Bamidbar, 1, Erez, 2, Shita, 3, Hadas, 4, Eight Shemen, 5, Asim Ba'arava, 6, Barush Tidhar, 7, V'ta'asha Yachtav. This only mentioned 7. Now, Erez is Arza, Shita is her Tornisa, Hadas is Asa, is Adasim, that we know what that is, Eight Shemen Afarsima, Barush Barta, Tidhar Shaga, and Tashur Shurivna. Those are the 7. So the Gemara says, 1 second. He said there are 10. Hani Shiva Havi. He said there are 10. Right? Kiyasa Rav Dimi, Omar Hosifole. You're right. Alunim is 8. Almunim is 9. And Almugin is 10. Alunim is Butmi. Almunim is Bluti. And Almugin is Kisisa. Ikadi Amri. Others have 8, 9, and 10 of the following. Aronim, Armonim, and Almugin. Aronim is Ari. Armonim is Dulbi. And Almugin is Kisisa. Okay, those are the 10. Then, this is complete agadah to here. It says in Yeshaya that in the future, there'll be a stream, a nachal, let's call it, running through the Beis HaMikdash. And it says, V'tzi Adir lo yavrenu. And the Tzi Adir is not going to have to pass through. Amar Rav, Zu, Burni Gedola. It's a big ship. And it's not going to be able to pass through on the stream in the Beis HaMikdash in the future. Okay, I don't know what the next Gemara means. Hechi Avdu, what would they have this ship for? Maisi Shis Alfe Gavri. They're going to bring 6,000 men, right? Betreis Yachi Sharta, over a 12-month period. But others say, no, the opposite. Betreis Alfe Gavri, 12,000 men. Beshit Yachi Sharta, over a 6-month period. Okay? Vitanu le chala, and they're going to carry sand ad the shachna until it's set into the ground. Vinachis bar amoroi, and they're going to go into the ship.
The divers
will go into the ship. Often go down. The katar atuni the kidna, and they're going to tie bundles of flax. The kasisa. With this cedar wood branches, the katalahu b'sefinta, and they're going to tie them to the boat. The nakli chala b'shadu levra, they're going to take workers. They're going to take the sand and they're going to throw them outside. The kisa de medalia, and it's going to lighten up the ship. Akra umasya, it's going to uproot the eights. And what? The coral. Umachlif adchad train b'kaspa. And the alum, this coral is going to be very, very expensive, and it's going to be worth double the amount of gold.
Silver.
Double the amount of silver, right. What does that mean? I have no idea.
They're going to harvest the coral.
Flas parvotsahavin. There were three different types of sailors. Tarti Bamaroi, two of... What? Oh, ports. Two are in the Roman. Two are Roman. V'chadu de Parsi. One is Persian. Tebe Armoi, Maskon Kasisa. By the Roman ones, they're going to have a lot of quarrel. Tebe Parsa, Maskon Marganiasa. And by the Persian one, it's going to be like gems. Pearls. Mikaria Parvasa de Mashanag. And they're going to call it the port of the kingdom. I have no idea what that means. Amar Yochanan, kol shita v'shita, every wooden plank, shnalu hanachla miYerushalayim, that the goyim took away from Yerushalayim, Oseh HaKadosh Baruch Hu lahachzir la. The Hashem is going to return it. Shnemar, like it says, etin b'midbar eres shita, v'ein midbar el Yerushalayim. Shnemar tzion midbar haisa, tzion was a midbar. Okay. Amar Yochanan, kol halomei Torah. If anyone learns Torah, ain't a malamda, doesn't teach it to others, doma la hadas, you're like a hadas, but midbar, in the desert. What good does it do over there? Hadas in the desert, nobody sees it, nobody enjoys it, right? Ikad de amri, kal halome Torah. Anyone who learns Torah, umalamda, and teaches it to others, bimakum she'ein tal nechacham, when there's no one else who could do it, doma la hadas, but midbar. You're like hadasim in the midbar, de chaviv. Very, very special. Right? Very special. So unique. Rabbi Yochanan, Oyin lehem l'ovdei kachavim, woe is to the goyim, she'ein lehem takana, they have no takana for the fact that they killed so many Jews. They have no takana. Shemar, like it says, tachas ha'nechoshes ovi zov, tachas ha'barzel ovi kesef, tachas ha'etzim nechoshes, tachas ha'arazim ha'avonim barzel. Tachas Rabbi Kiva chaveirov, ma'mivim. What are you bringing in place of Rabbi Kiva? I can replace anything. How can you can't replace Rabbi Akiva? So they're going to pay for that. Nothing to replace them with. Valeim hu omer, and it says, v'ni kesem, damam lo ni kesi. I never got avenged for those deaths, of those people. You can't. Okay. U'me'ayin hayam asiyin masuos, mi beis baltin. My Beis Baltin was the last mountain that they would do the torches. What does that mean? Amar Rav, Zebiram. It's called Biram, name of a town, right? My Gola. What's Gola? Amar Rav Yosef, Zu Pumpadisa. It's Pumpadisa. Was that true? It went all the way to Bavel. My Kimaduras Eish. What does it mean? It made it fire. Tana. Kolechan v'echad notal avuka biyado. Everyone took a torch. All of Rosh Hagag, yeah. Tanya, Mishnah Ben Elazar Omer, Af Charim, V'Kayar, V'Geder, V'Chavrosayach. It could Amri, Beni Beni Havikaimi. That in between all these places, they also had torches. It could Amri, Lahach Gisa De Eretz Yisrael Havikaimi. It's a different direction. Mar Chashev Da High Gisa, Mar Chashev Da High Gisa. Almost talking about one direction, and almost talking about another direction. Amr B'Yochanan, Ben Kolachas V'Achas, Shemona Parsos. Between each one was 8 parsa. Now, there are 5 places mentioned. The first one doesn't count. So there are, in between, there are 4 places mentioned. 8 parsa each one. So it's a total of 32 parsa. There's a distance of 32 parsa. Kama havelahu, tosa v'tarzit. 32. 32 parsa. Vo'idna tuvahava. But now, it's much more than 32 parsa. From the first location to the last location. Much, much bigger. So Amar Abaya, istatume istatum le darki. Now we don't know the way anymore. We lost the knowledge how to get from here to there in 32 parsa. That's a difficult answer. Dechsev, like it says, lachen hinini shach es darkecha besirim. We're all in cloud now. We don't know how to get there. We don't know how to get there, so it takes us much longer. But they could do it in 32 parsa. Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak Amar Mehacha, Dechsev Nesivosai, Iva. My ways are all crooked. So I don't know how to get there anymore, and therefore it's more than 32 parsa. Then it was 32 parsa. What does that mean? I don't know.
It seems to indicate it was direct to the clockwise. This is on the road, you have to go further.
Uh-huh.
This is mountains.
Uh-huh. I hear.
Practically, well, like 50 miles to Amman, and then there's 32 parsa, like 100 miles.
Hmm? Is it that many?
It seems to be. And so, if it was in the other side of Jordan,
right. So, look at this Tosfos, the second Tosfos on top. He says, Tema, Shebizman Shebez Mikdash Kayim, Nami Marchi Kituva. Even when the Beis Mikdash was around, it was more than 32 parsa. Dichsiv, Kedemuchach, Perakam, the Tainis, Shahi Mahalech, Tesvav Yom, Mi Yerushalayim, Ad Sofa, shall call Eretz Yisrael. They took 15 days to get to all the corners of Israel. Kedei, Shehe, Magia, Acheron, Sheb Eretz Yisrael, and Ahar Pros. To get. Vahayazeb, Latad Bavel, Lepros, the Pros Latad Bavel, who. Vain Lechalik, Vain Mikdash Rishon, Mikdash Haini, Kedemash, and Perak, Ilimitzius, Fitzarach Lomer. So the answer to that question, in other words, it took them 15 days to get to.
Much less of a travel. You walk today?
Yeah.
Mishlaim to the top of Eretz Yisrael didn't take 15 days.
No! He's saying to the farther reaches of that was considered Mishlaim, and also the land of the river Pras, the Euphrates River, which is way out in Bavel. It took 15 days. 15 days is more than 32 parsa, much more. So Tosfos' answer is difficult in. So this is Agadah to Gemara. He's asking questions on Agadah to Gemara. Gemara says 400 Amos, and Yerushalayim is 400 parsa by 400 parsa, Eretz Yisrael. So it's an Agadah to stay. Anyway, what? It's a good, it's just a number. For Tzarech Lomar, the Tzricha Nafka, Eretz Yisrael, Mitzad Achad, Ad Pras, Chutz Mi Bavel. There must have been some kind of strip of land or something that went from Eretz Yisrael to Bavel. So, but for the Oli Regal, it was longer. Then he says, Vikasha, Heich Efshesh Yerushalayim, Havi Tibur Shal Eretz Yisrael. How could Yerushalayim be the center of Eretz Yisrael? Shehu dalad mei parsa al dalad mei parsa. Akol tzad on every direction. Hare mahalach shnei meos l'chol tzad. Hare mahalach eshem yomim l'achman shi Yerushalayim malach esher parsos. It's not true. Vod rabbi yardin min a mizrach mahalach yom echad min a mizrach l'shan. It takes one day to get to the yardin from Yerushalayim, right? But who cuts to Eretz Yisrael? It's the shortest part of Israel. How could that be? He doesn't answer the question. Because you're putting halach into agadat. That's why he doesn't answer the question. Okay. Next Mishnah. Chatzar gadol haisa b'Yerushalayim. There was a big chatzar in Yerushalayim. U'beis yazik haisa nikris. It was called beis yazik. U'lashem, u'lasham, kala edim Wisconsin, u'bezin bodkin, osam. That's everybody, the edim would be directed to go there. You go to that ballroom, right? That, right? U'sudos, gadolos, osam lahem. They made a lot of sudas over there. B'shvil, shei regilin lavo. They wanted to encourage people to come. People come with this food, so they gave food. But Rishon originally, lo ha'yizazin misham kol hayom, didn't let anybody move 4 amos. Why? Because it's a halacha, when you leave your tchum, and you come to a new city, you're not allowed to walk more than 4 amos. So they made them stay 4 amos. Hiskin is 4 amos outside this area. This area you walk the whole area. Once you go outside the area, you can't leave the area. Hiskin, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, Rabbi Gamliel Azakin, shem halacha na'payim ha'am l'chol ruach. He let them go. Okay, before we go on, look at this Tosfos of Loha Yezazim Misham. Lefisha Yotzei Chutz Tchum. If you leave your Tchum, Ain Lo Ela Dalad Amos. You only have 4 amos. That's the rule. V'chol HaChutzer Chashuva Kedalad Amos. But the whole Chutzer, this whole area, was considered 4 amos. Kedidnan Beperek Misho Tiyuhu Nasnu Bedir V'Sahir. Fine. So you have 4 amos in the area. You can walk the whole area, but you can't leave the area. That was a little intrusive. So people would not want to come. I'm stuck there. Stuck in this area. I can't leave. Can't go visit my cousin down the block. People got upset. People didn't want to come. So Rabbi Gamliel said, no. They can go for 2,000 amos. Says Tosfos, so had the mashma bahu pirka gabi dichra the asul limber berchasa, when a sheep or something came to this town called berchasa, shekal ircha shuvalam gadal amos. The whole city was considered 4 amos. Not this enclosed pen, the whole city. That's what the city had, a wall. If the city has a wall, then it's considered, the whole city is considered 4 amos. Did the Yerushalayim have a wall? They're coming to Yerushalayim. Why can't they walk around if the whole city has a wall? Says Tosfos, V'hacha b'Yerushalayim la'acha she'yifritu ba'yivanim prutos. It's after the Greeks made bridges in the wall. D'chashvidan k'rishus harabim. They had a status of Rishus Rabim because there were breaches in the wall. I guess they were never repaired. And therefore, it didn't have the status. It's difficult, right? Because the easy parakamotzi, tefillin, Umihi, 1 second. Ashkechan ir chashuva kedal ramas af below machitzos. You can even have a city that's considered enclosed, even without enclosures. The whole city, you're allowed to walk in the whole city, even without a wall. What's the case? Kedinam perakitim arvin, nosten karfif l'ir. You can turn the ear into a karfif, meaning I can walk in the whole area. Right? O tnan, hanosin eruvo besoch eruvo shal ir, lo asof lo klum.
In other words, you can do that with a city without a wall. You can make the whole city into one area, and you can walk the whole city. Even without mechitzas, even if the Greeks breached the walls, it's still considered a city of Dalai Lamas, and Tosas doesn't answer the question, then why would he have to make a rule that you can leave this area? You can leave the area anyway.
Well, because he didn't consider them as part of the city. Also, I hear.
Okay.
Because you don't consider that person part of the city.
See, because he's a guest.
Because he didn't intend it before Shabbos.
Right, interesting. That could be pshat. That case is talking about whether they live there.
Correct.
Right, interesting. Okay. So, back to the Mishnah. V'lo elu b'lvad, not only for these things, elakol chachama haba liyaleid, any midwife who comes to help a delivery of a baby. Why is the midwife called a chachama? What does chachama mean? It means a smart person. Why is the midwife called a chacham? Chachama. Right?
It's also another word they use for.
What's the other word? A miyaledes.
Yeah.
It's a midwife. That makes sense. Because it comes from the word yeled. Why is the midwife called a chachama? So I once heard, because it says in the Mishnah, Ezu chacham haroa ez anolad. Not a joke. So you see the nolad, you're a chacham. So midrash called a chachama. Even so, if she goes to help deliver a baby and she's stuck there, then she can't help deliver other babies, right? So to make her be stuck in the town, she left her tchum to come to your town to help you deliver the baby. She can't go back. She can't help anyone else. She can go back. Also. Yeah, exactly. Also, if someone comes to save you from a fire or from the soldiers, or from a river, if someone comes to save somebody and then they're stuck there, they can't go back home, then they're never going to want to come save you. They're stuck there the whole Shabbos? Happens 20 minutes after Shabbos starts. Someone says there's a fire or something. They run to help. They're stuck there? They're never going to want to go. But the interesting thing is, if some building collapse, Hari Elu, Anche Ya'ir, they have the status of the Anche Ya'ir, that's what you're saying. They're not guests. V'yeshlem al-payim l'chol, they can walk the whole city. But 2,000 amos is enough anyway. So Rashi says, what does it mean, minat nahar, from the river? What does it mean? It says it from the soldiers, from the building collapse, from the fire, and from the river.
Flood.
You think it's a flood. Yeah. Rashi says, shehu gadol pisom, suddenly the river overflowed. Veshodif is b'nei ha'ir, it's going to flood the whole city. Veshayaladim, and the kids too. So like, the interesting thing is, the Mishnah, what's Rashi talking about? Why can't Rashi say a simple case? Right? Someone's drowning in the river. It doesn't say that. It says Anahar, the Nahar.
Oh, it can't be somebody drowning in a river.
Why not?
Well, I mean, what are you doing in the river? On Shabbos?
He was in there. He fell in.
Then he's saving the person's life.
Okay.
Right.
You would
be allowed. So they're all talking about saving lives. The fire, the building collapse. They're all talking about saving lives.
No, if somebody drowns in a river, you're not going to pull someone from another town.
Exactly.
Not together in time. If there's a flood, then you're going to come and rescue.
That's why Rashi said this.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
We need to put sandbags in.
Right. Why does Rashi add it's gonna flood the whole city and the kids?
A flash flood.
So why does Rashi add? Show it if it's called a ear. Yes, I love them. And the kids too. Why does Rashi say that?
It's what we think. You want to go real deep into it? Because the people can run away and...
Right. Yeah. And it's stuck, right. There's a reason why he said it.
Correct.
He didn't say it for no reason. What?
Oh, you don't know the reason?
No.
Okay.
No. The Melech Shlomo says that it doesn't say, the Mishnah doesn't say that someone's drowning. Doesn't say that. It says Hanahar, the river. Right? So Rashi didn't say someone's drowning. There's a flood. It's a different thing than drowning. Someone drowning means one guy's drowning. So I happen to come to whatever, I'm the Hatzalah, I came, now I can't go back home, now I can go back home, I'm not going to come next time. That's not what we're saying over here. We're saying that the river overflowed, the whole city's going to be in danger. That's the one random guy.
We're allowed to go to the next town over,
right,
and bring sandbags,
right,
back and do another back.
That's right.
It does, if you look at the other things, rescue from a fire and attacking army, the other things are things that threaten the whole city.
Correct.
Someone falling in.
Exactly.
Maybe that's why. It's like...
Okay, Ibai Lahu. Beis Yazak Tanan or Beis Yazak Tanan? How do you actually read that word? Is it with an ayin or without an ayin? What's the difference? Beis Yazak Tanan, Lishnam Aliyahu, it's a good thing. Dixiv, it means, Vayaz Kehu, Vayasak Luhu, that they fenced in. Like it's like a protective thing. You fenced in. Odilma Beis Yazak Tanan, Lishnam Tzairuhu, it's a lotion of pain. Dixiv, it says, Vahu Asr Ba'azikim, he was tied up in Azikim, like in pain. So Amar Bayad, no, it's a good thing. Tashma, Surus Kedalsay Oslam. There's a big kiddush over there. A big party over there. A lot of food over there. Shehem Kadeshi Ragil Mavo. So we wanted to encourage them to come back. So of course it's a good thing. It means we're protecting you, we're taking care of you. Alright, it was a little hard. I can't leave. So Ragil said, let them leave. Right? Dilma Tarti. The Dilma Tarti Havi of the Bahu. What does that mean?
Oh, it's the answer.
Maybe Tarti have Avdu. No, on the one hand, it was good because they gave you food. But on the other hand, it was torture because they wouldn't let you leave. So not a raya. It's not a raya, necessarily a raya. Fine. Next. Ketad bokina to Edom. How would they attest the Edom? Zug Shabbat Rishon, bokina also Rishon. Whoever showed up first come, first serve. You showed up first, you're the first pair to show up, we'll take you first. I, some Godel Adar sitting over, no, we take you first. Umachnisin et ha-gadol shebehen. Okay, so from the two, we bring in the one who's a bigger gadol, right? Va'omer lo, we tell him, Emor, ketzad rishis elavana. How'd you see the moon? Lefnei ha-chama, o la'achar ha-chama. Was it before the sun, or behind the sun? L'tzfona, o l'droma. Was it in the north, or was it in the south? V'kama ha-ya gavoa. How high was it? U'le'ein ha-yanota. How was it leaning? V'kama ha-yarachav. How wide was it? The moon is very big, right? It's a big area. The Gemara is going to say it was like a finger, like two fingers, because if you put your finger up to the moon, it's tiny. Yeah.
No, it's the first of the month.
Don't see anything. Right. Im Amar lefnei hachama lo amar klum. If he said it was before the sun, that's impossible. I'm not sure what that means, but it's impossible. V'achar kach ma'achnisas hasheni ubokin oso. Then it brought in the second guy. And they asked him the same questions, again, privately. If the edus lines up, then edus and kayemis. It's a good edus. Ushar kol azugos, sholos and rosh devarim. Every other pair that showed up, they would ask him rosh devarim. They would ask him, like, headlines. That, you know, tell me in general terms. Why? They wanted to make them feel, they didn't come for no reason. But we'll ask them questions also, make them feel good. Lo shay tzrichalan, they didn't need them. They shouldn't go out all, it came for nothing, right? B'shvil, shiragil mavo. They should want to come back next month. So they would ask them questions, make them feel good. Now, I'm not sure what this means. Hainu lefnei hachama, hainu letzvona. It's the same thing. Lefnei hachama and letzvona is the exact same thing. Hainu la'achar hachama, hainu ledroma. And if you ask them, was it behind the sun? It's the same thing as asking them if it was in the south, right? Amar Abaya, pigimasa lifnei hachama o la'achar hachama. Now the pigima, what's the pigima? The part that's missing. What?
Yeah, right.
The missing part of the moon, right. Was that in front of the sun or was that behind the sun? Im amar lifnei hachama lo amar klum. If they said it's before the sun, that's impossible. It's not shayach that the missing part of the moon is facing the sun. Right? Okay, it's not possible. Dabar b'yochanan, ma'i d'chsiv, it says in the Pasuk, this Pasuk is in Eov, Hamshel v'fachad imo osi shalom b'mromov. Right? What does it mean that Hashem does peace with the constellations? Me'olam lo rasa chama p'gimasa shalavana. The pigimas of each of them never face each other. So they shouldn't be upset with each other. They shouldn't be lording over each other. It never happens. Okay.
The sun's shining onto it.
Correct. So Pekimasa Shalavana, the Chol Shadaita, it's going to be upset, because it's the sun so much greater than it. And Pekimasa Shal Keshes, the Pegima of the Keshes, of the, that's the Keshes is the, what?
Rainbow.
Rainbow. The Lolemru of the Achama, the people that worship the sun shouldn't say, Gerei Ka Mishadya. That the sun is sending out arrows, right? And that's why it has a bow. It has a bow to send out arrows, and therefore it never faces that way, so they never see that, they never see that way, and it's not an issue. Okay? That's it. So we'll stop here, and we'll pick up tomorrow. Everybody have a very good day.